So we can be at Pelit Hui.
Carrying everyone's love and remembrance. When I went to the Sattva region.
Vatan mein Baba ke paas bahut badi darbar kahe sabha kahe.
There was a huge gathering, a huge court in front of Baba in the Sattva region. All of you were there, of course, but there were many, many others. It's as though Baba had gathered the children from all over the world. So not just a gathering, but God's court. So Baba was giving drishti to everyone in the gathering. And for each one, Baba was having personal exchange of drishti with each one individually. So that continued for some time. And Baba always gives so much through his drishti. He also says so much through his drishti. It says so much and it also gives us so much. So as that scene of the drishti continued, Baba then looked at me and gave me drishti. And I said, Baba, today I'm bringing book from Shantivan. And Baba said, Baba accepted the book with a lot of love. And then I said to Baba, when we come here, we're very happy, we become full with so many things. And we attain so many things in so many different ways. And now at the present time, main instrument brothers and souls, brothers and sisters from many countries have come here. So first I gave Baba love and remembrances from the Shantivan residence and then those of the NCCC retreat. Baba continued to smile and said, all the children just have the one love, one concern in their hearts and mind. One deep love, one deep concern. How to have self-progress, how to become complete and perfect. And the other thought is for service, that there's a lot of zeal and enthusiasm for service. And Baba said, as the time and circumstances change, so all of you also have to make your stage such that you're able to serve in today's circumstances, but you're able to achieve a lot of success with a very little effort. You're receiving God's message, God's blessings. There will be a need for all attainments because everyone is so disheartened. They're not receiving anything from anywhere. There is no essence in anything. In the matter, in the political leaders, in the religions, there isn't any kind of essence, anything positive, and this is why people are so disheartened, and so they're looking for something. They want to know truth, they want to know God, they want to be able to recognize God so that they can receive power from Him. And so whatever are the needs of the situations and of souls, you all are aware of. But what is it that you all have to do now? Baba said, we have to be visible to others as those who are embodiments of remembrance. So when you are actually an embodiment, one is to have the awareness and the other is to be an embodiment of that awareness. So when you remind others through your own form, that is the stage that's required now. You may be serving so much through words, they'll be touched, they will like it, they will understand it, but they won't have an experience. So now you have to give an experience through your own form. You speak of the word peace, but when you are an embodiment of peace and then you remind others, then they're able to have an experience. But in fact, a time will come when you won't have to give that experience, but just being in front of you, they will have an awakening of their own form. We all have to be karma yogis, we have to serve through words, but at present we have to serve through our form, through our being. Enable souls to have an awakening of their own self through our form. All of you are very busy in karma yoga and in service, but whilst being busy in all of these things, pay attention to your awareness. Let this awareness become your form. And once it becomes a form, what happens on the path of devotion? People go to have a vision, a darshan. Of whom? It's the deities, but it's a vision of the form. And so here you are all in the living form. You are God's children. And so what is the feeling that they should have from your form? Others also should have the feeling that I too am a child of God. Then Baba said, you are children of God, and all of you are also aware that you are adopting or imbibing your worship-worthy form, and you are that in the living form. If you are that form, you will become an image that grants visions. And when you become that, what happens? What happens when people go for visions? There's a huge queue, long queue for when people go to have visions. So when you become the images that grant visions, there'll be a long queue, there'll be huge crowds in front of you. So that time is not very far now. Baba said, all you have to do is, the idols have to be ready. You are all in the living form. Become that form. Become the embodiment, and there'll be a huge rush from the devotees. Then you won't have to think how many will come in the programs, how many will there be. But when you become the image that grants visions, they know that whatever are the desires in their minds, whatever they want, they will receive from that image that they have a vision of. So not only will they be reminded, but they'll also have that attainment. So I asked Baba, how long will that take? And Baba said, you tell me, how long do you need? Baba is seeing all of you as though you are almost ready. Final polishing to take place. The idols are almost ready. But, so why is there a but? Just a little bit final decoration. Inside there is everything there, but now that decoration is needed. So I asked, what decoration is still remaining? So Baba said, a little bit more attention is required on your way of walking, sitting, getting up, whatever you do, let it not be ordinary. When you sit sometimes, and you have that image, that you have that stage, you are the vision that grants visions. But when you are walking around and you're interacting with others, then let your stage be the same, unshakable and immovable. How unshakable and immovable, divine it should be, it's not that. So you are the living images, and if you pay attention to this, then you'll find that it's not very far, because you're not very far from your aim. So Baba said, don't think that you have to make a lot of effort. You almost reach your destination. So what is the attention you have to pay? That whilst performing actions, whilst interacting with others, whilst relating to others, whilst doing service, to have the same stage. You pay attention to your stage and then you don't want to do service. But Baba said, let it both be together. You have to maintain your stage as well as do service. Both have to be in the combined form. Your stage and also your relationships with others whilst doing service. You are the living images, God's children, and so, of course, revelation has to take place. Abroad, they don't believe in the deities, but they do believe in angels and saints, and so let them have a vision of those images. Become an image that grants visions, be the embodiment, and throughout the day, whilst walking, whilst doing every action, when you do it with that form, others will be reminded of that, and they will have a vision, and the desires of their mind will be fulfilled. So Baba was sharing in this way that it's not very far, your destination is not very far. And for service too, Baba said, it's now the time for perfection. Of course, there is the expansion. You have to give the message. But Baba said, there isn't a lot of time left. Preparations for destruction are taking place very well. And so at the same time, the task of the establishment also, you are making so much effort. So now in order to accomplish everything, to make sure everything is finally fulfilled, you have to maintain such a stage. So it's not going to take long to reach that stage of perfection. When we look at Baba, we feel, well, Baba, how long is still remaining? You're not far, it's not long to go. Just keep that aim in front of you, and very quickly you'll be able to see that scene, the scene that Baba is talking of, the scenes of the golden age that should be visible. If you are able to see them, then others will be able to see it through you. So saying this, Baba had a wonderful chit-chat and said to all the children, whatever effort you are making, whatever service you are doing, many, many congratulations for that, because you're doing with courage and with zeal and enthusiasm. And so, as well as congratulating you, Baba said, on the basis of these congratulations, continue to move forward and keep Baba's hand and his company with you at all times. Saying this, Baba gave love and remembrances to everyone, and I came back here. Om Shanti.